Jen and Lucy for those songs, and especially that last one on unity. That's what we're going to talk about more today.
谢谢姐妹们和我们分享的诗歌，特别是最后一首讲到同心合一，也是我们很切合我们今天的主题的。
Last week, we celebrated the 15th anniversary for this group of believers.
上个礼拜我们才庆祝了这个教会成立第十五周年，也是我们信徒们的成立的是第十五周年。
You were here, and Pastor Gary gave the message of how peace and love are represented here.
如果你在座的当各位也在这里的话呢，那我们知道赵牧师呢当时和我们分享的是神的这个平安与这个爱。
We ended with the song how Jesus provides that love, as is shown here in our lives.
我们在会中呢，我们唱的最后一首歌呢，活出爱，道出了耶稣基督在我们生命当中，给我们满满的爱。
Now last week was also the 50th anniversary, some called the greatest event of peace and love ever.
在上一周呢，这个也同时是另外一个团体呢，他们宣称呢，是在带这个世上最伟可以带给我们最伟大的平安和爱的一个聚会。
This was a music festival called Woodstock, which had 400,000 to 500,000 people there.
那是一个音乐的一个聚会，叫做呢Woodstock, 大约呢在那个会中会有40万到50万人。在那个聚会当中。
Now those involved in Woodstock refer to themselves collectively as the people of peace and love.
这些参与的人呢，他们自称呢，他们是一群是带着和平和爱的一个使者。
They felt that they had created a new and separate culture that stood for peace and against war.
他们宣称呢，他们是一群敢为这个和平而站出来，来对抗战争的一群这个会众的一群的这个会众。
I watched a special show on this event and the people that organized this peace movement.
我看了一个专门为这个报道一个特别节目呢。是一群他们来组织这群这个和平运动的这个一群人的这个特别节目。
One person said his objective was to show the world we can establish peace on earth ourselves.
其中的一位人士呢说到呢，他们的目标呢是要来为这个世界来设立这个和平和这个和这个爱。
Now with our celebration and with Woodstock's, we might wonder which one really represents this peace.
我们同时经历了在教会里面我们庆祝这个一群信徒的十五周年呢，和这个 Woodstock 这个聚会呢是。我们是不是会想知道究竟哪一个聚会才是代表着真正的这个和平呢？
The question I've had for many years, who was really behind Woodstock's peace movement?
多年来我一直都有这么一个疑问问题，想要知道究竟在这么一个和平运动这个背后呢，究竟是哪些人在主导呢？
It was difficult to see going in and going through those times of this so-called peace movement.
在这些所谓的这些和平运动的过去的这些岁月当中呢，已经很难去追究参与这些活动的这个时候究竟是怎么一回事了。
Many people were deceived in that movement, thinking it was really about peace and love.
许多的人呢，会被这些和平运动来蒙蔽，以为这些和平运动就能够带来和平与爱。
Now it's clear the movement was about having your own way without any restrictions.
但是现在我们可以很清楚地看到，那些的和平运动呢，也只不过是一些运动，他们不想要任何的外界来给他们来设限的一些的这个活动。
There were some truths involved, and the peace and love really captured everyone's attention.
里头或许有一些真理的这个也提倡了一些的这个真理，然而呢人们呢常只被这些和平运动的标题，和平与运动来只专注在这些标题上面而已。
So we really should look at what else was mixed with this idea of what they would call the peace movement.
我们实在应该来看看这些和平运动的背后呢，究竟是哪些有哪些这个思想呢隐藏在这些背后的。
2 Corinthians 11:14 tells us even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
在哥林多后书第十一章第十四节也这么说到，纵使连撒旦他也会装作光明的天使的。
And I think you could almost hear Satan saying at this time, I have a delicious soup, and it will delight you.
我想在这个时候，你几乎是可以听到撒旦魔鬼呢，他在这个背后呢，他高唱着我有很可口的这些这些 soup。我有这些很可口的这些汤点呢会使你们非常喜欢的。
And oh, by the way, you don't mind if I mix some poison in with that, do you? It actually spices it up a bit.
对了，如果你不介意我在这里头掺一点点的这个毒药给你们吧，它会使得这个汤呢更加的这个鲜美呢。
So the second question that I had, what did this movement really accomplish?
所以我的第二个问题是在这些运动的这个背后当中呢真的是带给人们的什么样的事情呢？
It's no surprise that after Woodstock, many other music festivals tried to copy it.
毫无疑问的呢在这个 Woodstock 这个成功的这个音乐节背后之后呢，会有很多的这个团体呢，想要来模仿他们。
Many turned into disaster, and at one of them, people were hurt. Many people, two were stabbed, one died.
许多这样子的这个模仿的这个结果呢，带来了一连串的这个不幸的事件。其中有一个不幸的事件呢，有两个人，有几个人受伤，有两个人，其中两个人呢，被用刀捅了，那其中而且有一个人死亡了。
All of this happened while a song was playing about Satan. It was called "Sympathy for the Devil."
在这些事件发生的这不幸事件发生的时候呢，那些人正高唱着这个撒旦魔鬼的歌那个音乐就叫魔鬼交响乐。
So I think we can all see that this movement was almost all about personal enjoyment under a false peace and love.
这些的活动呢已经假是在假借的这些和平和爱的这个面具底下呢已经变成了个人的这个享乐的一些时候。
Their enjoyment came through drugs, sexual encounters, and nearly being hypnotized by the music.
那些看似欢乐的时候的背后呢，乃是借着吸毒、性活动，甚至是靠一些借着音乐来催眠人的思想而已。
It was a concentration on self. It was about finding happiness on one's own terms.
他们只不过是专注在自己带给人，让人有一时的这个喜乐而已。
The movement also gave a false hope for something that could never, never happen that way.
这些运动的这个背后呢，也同时只不过是带给人一些假象的这个希望，那甚至呢给人一些永远不可能实现的一些应许。
So, with an idea of what this movement really accomplished, then how was it accomplished?
所以真正让值得我们思想的是，这些运动的这个背，这些真正的运动呢，究竟成就了哪些事，而且它是怎么来做的呢？
It seems many false religions, counterfeit spiritualities, are very appealing to one's pride.
许多的假宗教呢，和这个假的这个假借的这个神灵的这些活动呢，只不过是经常是迎合去试着迎合人的这个骄傲的内心而已。
That's much more appealing to many than to humbly come to the one true God on His own terms.
那些的活动呢，比我们真正愿意降服，把我们自己降服在真正神底下的这个真正的这个敬拜呢，那些活动呢，似乎更吸引人。
I'd like you to consider some of the lyrics of the Woodstock song and all these spiritual themes in the words.
让我们来看一看，在 Woodstock 这个音乐节当中里一些歌的这些歌词，他们在这些隐藏在这个属灵背后的这个它的意义。
They sing, I came upon a child of God, small g, he was walking along the road.
我原是来自于神的一个从神那里来的一个孩童，我走在这个我孤独的走在这个一个道路上面。
I ask him, where are you going? I'm going to try to get my soul free.
当我问这个孩童的时候，你要去哪里的时候呢？他告诉我说，他要去寻找能够来释放他的这个使他的灵魂能够得到释放的一个地方去。
And then they sing, we are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
这歌词唱到我们都好像是梦幻般的意境一样，我们有的这个灿烂的年华，我们必须要去寻找我们的自我，我们要回到那美好的伊甸园当中。
A Hindu guru gave an opening talk at the Woodstock Festival.
在有一个在这个 Woodstock 音乐节当中呢，有一个印度的这个一个著名的这个人士呢，给了一个开场白的一个演讲。
He called music the celestial sound that controls the whole universe.
他称这个会中的这个音乐呢，是控制的这个是来自于整个这个宇宙的一个天籁之音。
And at the end of the day, Woodstock was really just one gigantic exercise in humanism.
在那天的这个那天的这个节日当这个最后呢， 这个 Woodstock 也只不过是一个巨大的一个人自我中心的一个表演的场所而已。
Humanism is the key religion that stands against God, one that says we don't need you, God.
以自我为中心的这个观念呢，是几乎是所有其他敌对神的这个宗教里头很重要的一个元素因为人说我们不需要神的。
So this is what I want you to think of. So with that last and most current question as I have, where is Woodstock culture in America today?
所以我最后一个要发问的这个问题就是现在在这个美国这个 Woodstock 所带来的文化还存在 在什么地方可以看得见呢？
Some can say, well, that was back then. We don't have to think about that anymore.
有人会说，那只不过是那时候文化所产生出来的。我现在根本不需要去面对他们了。
No, that spirit of deception is alive and well, really showing its effect more and more today.
那是不正确的看法的。即使是在现代，我们可以看到当时所延伸下来的这个后遗症，事实上在现代只不过是越演越烈了。
We live in an age where people worry about terrorism and violence in their kids' schools.
我们看看现在这个时代多少的人们担心着这个暴徒的这个侵害我们，甚至担心着我们一些暴徒一些暴力事件在我们孩童的这个学校里头一些暴力事件。
They worry about global warming, about environmental disaster, and losing their jobs.
我们多少人当中我们担心着这个温室效应，我们担心着这个环境会有一天会带来这个无法收拾的地步，还有我们担心着我们会失去我们的工作。
And they worry about who's going to win the next election, but they don't have peace.
当我们没有和平的时候，我们甚至担心着下一届的这个政治上的这个竞选，谁会获胜呢？
I've never seen a time when people in the whole world are divided based on their ideas.
我从来没有想到有一天呢，这个整个世界会变成这么的分裂按照个人的这个不同的意见，会变得这么分裂的这么厉害的。
Those once close friends, close family, are strongly opposed to each other now.
那些曾经是一群好朋友，甚至是非常亲密的一个家庭，现在呢，他们变成反目成仇了。
There's a greater push to identify people on the basis of race, ethnic culture, sexual identity.
到处充斥的讲论各种不同的根据不同的这个。不同的种族不同的这个文化，甚至不同的性别所带来的这个更强烈的这个彼此的对立。
While pretending to come together under the ideal of diversity, they're demanding their own ways.
我们好像看起来好像是在这个多元化的这个世上好像是非常好的一件事情。但是每一个人呢，他们要求的他们自己应有的那份的这个权利。
They do this without any regard of God, and in spite of obvious hostilities, they promise world peace.
在他们尽管啊、他们再也啊、他们打着啊、这个世界的这个要带来世界的和平呢，反而他们啊、是不管着这个啊、这个神的啊、这个存在与否啊、他们一味的啊、带着这个啊、表现的不同的这个啊、仇恨。
They claim to save the planet by eliminating all those who don't agree with them.
借着把不同的意见啊、借着反对对方不同的这个意见呢，他们宣称他们要来拯救这个地球。
Let's get to a brighter note. Thankfully, there's another plan. It's not a political plan. It's not a man's plan.
接下来，感谢主呢，这些52，感谢主呢，在这个神底下呢，我们知道啊。是不会有另外一个啊、一个计划，也不会有另外一个人的这个计划或者一个政治的计划呢，他可以来改变神的计划。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, as we、turn to your word, as we look at the Bible, what it says about your plan, we can rejoice、that.Regardless of what the world does,、you're in control. We don't have to worry about、the terrorism. We don't have to worry about who's going to win the next election. We just need to look to you. So we give you thanks that you brought us together to look at your word and to receive from your Holy Spirit. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this is a plan for a people of true peace.Let's see what God's word says about these people.
神的计划呢，是一个真正会带来和平的一个计划。接下来就让我们来看看啊、神怎么啊、把这些话启示给我们。
Now, I want to ask the same four questions about this plan for people as I did about the Woodstock plan.
就像之前我对这个 Woodstock 啊、这个音乐节这个活动所提出的四个问题。同样 我们也来探讨、这个在神的话语里头这四个问题。
Let me remind you of the first verses in Ephesians. We read them this morning, chapter 2, that we covered a few weeks ago.、
我让我来提醒这个大家、在这个以弗所书第二章、第一节这边、我们两个礼拜之前呢、我们已经分享过 这一段。
Paul says there, all mankind were at one time spiritually dead and separated from God, our Creator.
保罗说到呢、所有的人类呢，都已经、和这个所有的人类呢，我们的灵命都已经死了，我们都已经与神隔绝了。
Even so, God is so rich in mercy and grace that He gives life to everyone that trusts in Him.
纵使我们是已经活在罪中，但是因着神，他是这么的怜悯、这么的慈爱，他 给了我们每一个人，愿意信靠他的人呢，都重新有了这个新的生命。
So let's read together Ephesians 2:14 through 18, and see what comes with that new life.
让我们再来读一遍这以弗所书第二章十四到第十八节，我们来看看啊、这个新生命是怎么一回事呢？
And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. For Christ Himself has made peace between us and Gentiles by making all of us one people. He has broken down the wall of hostility that used to separate us. By his death, he ended the whole system of Jewish law that excluded the Gentiles. His purpose was to make peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new person from the two groups. Together, as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death, and our hostility toward each other was just put to death. He has brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and to us Jews who were near. Now all of us, both Jews and Gentiles, may come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us.
让我们接下来一起读以弗所书第二章十四到十八节。好，请。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成了和睦。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且为传和平的福音给你们在远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着圣灵所感得以进到父面前。
Yes. So in verse 14, that question gets answered right away. Who brought this peace movement about? It was Jesus himself.
所以这几章节呢讲到了说借着这个主耶稣呢谁带给我们这个和平，谁完成了这个和平的这个工作。那我这个和平的工作是怎么完成？那我们现在是处在什么样的这个情况呢？
So I probably should define what I mean by the peace of this movement.
Pardon?
I should probably define, let's talk about this peace of this movement.
我们会再来重新讲这个和平是谁所带来的。
A common greeting among Jewish people for peace is shalom. For ourselves, it's ping an. Okay, number 62.
在犹太人当中呢，当他们讲到这个和平呢，他们经常讲的一句就是 shalom 这句话，就是代表着这个和平。
This peace is not just the end of fighting, or it's not the lack of military activity in the world.
这和平所讲的这里所讲的这个和平呢，并不是战争的这个终止，或者不再有军事行为就叫做和平。
It goes beyond that to a total well-being, spiritual and physical, at this time and ongoing.
这里所讲的和平呢，是从现在一直到持续下去，一直到永远整个人类整个灵性不仅整个灵性和整个这个物质世界的一个处在一个极为和平的一个境界的。
Now the word peace here though in verse 14 refers to being right with God.And that must come before one has shalom.
这里第十四节所讲到的这个和平呢，是讲我们与神有了这个正确的这个生命关系呢，这件事情一定要在和平之前有，我们才会有和平的。
In addition, the Bible tells us the only way to be right with God is through Jesus.
圣经里头告诉我们，唯一能够与神有和平的这个关系呢， 和好的关系呢，也只有借着主耶稣基督。
That's why Jesus alone is the only source of true peace. There is no other way.
这世界再也没有其他的这个方式，除了主耶稣基督之外呢，我们能够得到真正的这个和平。
There's a reason why Christians were originally called the Way. John 14:6 says He is the Way.
就像在约翰福音第十四章第六节这边讲到，主耶稣是唯一的道路。同样的这个意思呢，这也是为什么我们基督徒常常讲说呢，我们耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
He goes on in John 4:27 to say, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart.
在约翰福音第四章二十七节，主耶稣这边讲到说呢，我走之后，我将要留给你们和平的这个和平的这个意念和这个心。
In fact, 800 years before Jesus came to earth, Isaiah 9:6 told us he would be the Prince of Peace.
在主耶稣来到这世界800年在主耶稣来之前800年呢，这以赛亚已经在以赛亚书9章6节这么告诉我们主耶稣他将是那位和平之君。
So, setting up a peaceful paradise on earth,Without the Prince of Peace, will never be possible.
如果没有了这位和平之君呢，我们想要在这个地球上面要有一个乐园呢，那是永远不可能实现的。
But sadly, in the world, many are searching for peace and fulfillment everywhere but in Jesus.
很不幸的呢。大部分的人在这个世界里想要寻找和平满足呢却最后落在了一个不可能实现的这个地步，因为那个在没有耶稣基督的这个世上是不可能实现的。
So, second question, when Jesus brought this peace to us, what did he really accomplish?
所以第二个问题是对我们来讲寻求和平的第二个问题是在主耶稣基督里面怎么样我们可以得到他赐给我们的和平呢？
As we look more in 14 there, it says, He also accomplished a peace between a person and others.
在第十四节这边讲到主耶稣他让我们人和人之间呢重新有了和平。
Now Paul talks about unifying peace between the Jews and the Gentiles.
保罗在这里说到是犹太人和非犹太人之间重新得到了这个能够有和平。
But you can say that Jesus united Jews and Gentiles. It can be said he really united all cultures.
在第十四节这边讲耶稣他融合了犹太人跟非犹太人呢同时呢也说到他是把所有的这个人的这个各种的这个文化也都同样带到了一个和平的一个境界。
Originally, ancient Jews were separated from Gentiles, but much of that was really on their own doing.
最早的时候呢犹太人和之所以会犹太人呢他们把他们自己和非犹太人之间呢划上了一道的这个鸿沟
I pray that the people of Israel had developed this spiritual pride that they deserved God's favor and I pray that never happens to us.
最早的慢慢的以色列人们呢他们他们 他们发展出一个很大的一个属灵的骄傲，他们认为只有他们才配得到上帝的这个喜悦。
Now when Paul's talking about ending the laws here, he's talking about ceremonial laws, sacrifices, foods to eat, festivals.
当保罗在这里讲到说主耶稣来他终止了这个在这个终止了宗教上的一些规条，指的是这个祭品，主要是讲的这个食物和这些一些宗教节庆方面的这个宗旨。
So he's not talking about the moral laws which reflect God's holy nature. They never change.
保罗这里讲到说耶稣呢，他的到来从来讲的不是终止这个人的这个道德方面的这些规条。相对的呢这些规条呢是一直是神圣洁的这个圣洁的这个属性是永远都不会改变的。
Jesus fulfilled those laws and he really gave those to us in two new laws, two commandments, love God and love each other.
主耶稣完全的这个律法呢而且总纲总结出了这个耶稣的这个完全的这个律法呢，也就是在爱神和爱人，这爱人如己这两条。
So when Jesus ended the ceremonial laws, he made peace between Jews and Gentiles.
当主耶稣终止了这个犹太宗教上的这个律法的时候，同时呢，他也把犹太人和非犹太人重新再和好了。
Now, you might not think that by looking at the problems in the Middle East today.
当你看看今天中东的这个局势的时候呢，你可能不认为主耶稣已经把犹太人和非犹太人之间已经和好了。
But Jesus really created in himself a new people from two groups.
但主耶稣从这犹太人和非犹太人里面呢，他重新在他里面呢创造出了这个一群的新的这个族类。
That's why the early Christians called themselves the third race.
这也是为什么早期的基督徒呢称他们自己是第三个族类。
They weren't Jews or Gentiles, but a new human race in the image of Christ.
他们不再是称他们自己是犹太人或者是外邦人，反而他们是一群新的在主耶稣基督的形象的一群新的族类。
Yeah, they're the people of Jesus. They're the people of true peace.
他们是属耶稣的一群的人，他们是一群真正喜爱和平的人。
Galatians 3:28 says they're neither Jew nor Gentile, slave or free, male or female, all one in Christ.
在加拉太书3:28这边讲到说，不分犹太人、希律人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，在耶稣基督里，现在都成为一体了。
You know, we know that we're one body. But by using that image, I usually see a body, not a people group.
我在这里我们知道呢，在这里用一个身体呢主要就是给我们一个形象化的讲到说我们是一个身体而不再是一群人了。
My brother once told me that he had a glorious dream, and when he did, I could almost see that dream myself.
我弟弟呢曾经告诉我 他有这么一个非常难以解释的一个梦境。那我呢也同样能够来想象出那个梦境就好像是我做的一样。
In his dream, he could see a huge group of people, all races, all differences.
在他的梦境里头，他看到了一大群不同种族不同国籍的人。
They were all looking in one direction, and he knew that they were worshiping Jesus.
他看到他们这一群人呢，他们同样都望着同一个这个方向，他知道这一群人呢，他们是在同心来敬拜这个主耶稣基督。
Something new. Close your eyes. Can you see that image?
让我们大家把眼睛闭起来一下，我们可以看到那一幅图画吗？
When in Christ we're a people and we're all equal with everyone else in that people group worldwide.
在这个世界上，在耶稣基督里面我们所有的人每个人都在主耶稣里面一样是被宝贝的。
There isn't any separation for any reason, not for race, not for culture, not for education, not for wealth.
没有任何的一种因素呢能把我们和主耶稣来隔绝，不论是这个种族、文化、教育、财富。都不能让我们与主耶稣来隔绝的。
Interestingly, when we're in Christ, we're both a new creature and we're part of a new people.
在主耶稣基督里面呢，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都成为新的了。
Like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone.A new life has begun.
就像刚读的那一段经文是在哥林多后书五章十七节就是在主耶稣基督里面我们都是新造的人旧事已过一切都已经变成新的了。
Now we want to ask that third question, how was the creation of this new people accomplished?
现在我们来谈谈在主耶稣基督里面我们怎么样成为他怎么样把我们造成新造的人呢?
Verse 16 tells us that Christ brought us peace and reconciled his people to God by his death on the cross.
就像在第16节这边讲到主耶稣借着他的死钉死在十字架上呢他把我们带到神面前重新有了这个和平重新和神和好。
Christ died on the cross to cover the sins of Jews and Gentiles and to save them by his grace.
主耶稣死在十字架上呢遮盖了我们不论是犹太人和非犹太人我们所有人的这个罪借着他的这个恩典呢我们都被拯救了。
So by the blood of Jesus, any human from any ethnic group can be reconciled to God.
借着主耶稣基督的宝血呢，任何一个不分民族不分这个的任何一个人呢，都能够重新与神来和好。
So in reconciling us to God, Jesus has reconciled all believers to one another.
借着让我们与神和好之后呢，主耶稣基督呢。也让所有的这个相信他的人呢，我们彼此在主里面也都和好了。
The cross is God's answer to racial discrimination, anti-Semitism, war, all hostilities.
十字架呢，是唯一的这个上帝给所有人对这个种族的歧视的问题，所有反犹太主义战争。甚至所有人类仇恨唯一能解决的这个方案的一个答案就是借着这十字架。
I was going to see how you did with that anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism 就是反犹太主义，我相信大家 在二次世界大战这是一个历史的问题我也没办法用三言两语来解释
Yeah. So it's the blood of Jesus on the cross that accomplished the creation of these new people of Jesus.
借着这个主耶稣基督在十字架上的这个宝血呢，他完成了新造的这个，赐给了这个所有新造的人都有了这个新的这个和平。
Now in verse 16 it says, our hostility toward others was put to death. But it's a shame when we try to bring it back.
在第十六节这边讲到说呢 主耶稣已经把人们之间的这个仇恨呢已经把它致死了。但是现在的人呢却想要重新把它再把这个仇恨再带出来。这是何等大的一个耻辱。
When my children were quite young, we had a kitten that died, and it was buried next to the house.
当
a little kitten.
当我的孩子还小的时候呢，当我的孩子还小的时候呢，那我们家有一次呢，有一只。小猫呢它死掉了那我们就把它埋在家里面的一个角落里
Now my youngest son Chris not Matt he would just keep digging it back up this was not good
我记得呢我最小的儿子呢 Chris 他今天没有到我们中间来他几次呢把这个小猫的这个尸体挖出来呢这不是一件很好的事情。
Similarly, many hang on to bitterness towards someone, not realizing that it is what gets in the way of our peace.
我们经常我们一直抱着对别人一直抓着对别人的这个苦毒不放呢而我们自己已经不自觉。这是让我们没有办法来得到安享和平的一件事情。
We have to allow Jesus to put it to rest, never to be dug up again.
我们一定要记住，我们一定要让主耶稣把我们这个中间的这个苦毒呢来除灭我们永远也不要再把这些苦毒。再翻出旧账出来了。
So my final question, where are the people of true peace now?
我们现在进入到最后一个问题真正的这个和平，现在什么地方能够有真正的和平呢
？According to verse 18, they have access now to stand before the one holy God.
根据第十八节，我们知道，站在这个真唯一的这个真神面前呢，我们可以来到这个和平的这个路上的。
And this access is not mere freedom to approach God; it's a special introduction.
这条的这个通道呢？不仅仅是把我们带到神面前而已，而是让我们能够进到神里面。
Christ not only opened our access to God, but He introduced us into His presence and favor.
耶稣基督呢，不仅仅是让我们开了这扇的门，让我们能够到神面前，而且是耶稣基督呢。他亲自把我们带到神面前来得到神的喜悦。
So I'll read Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we are confidently and joyfully looking forward to sharing God's glory.
在罗马书五章第一节第一到第二节，保罗这么讲道：我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So when we're talking about Jesus, there's two important things to remember. Who he is and what he has done.
当我们讲到耶稣基督的时候，有两件事情我们一定要记住，也就是他是谁和他为我们做了哪些，他为我们做了哪些事。
So we now have a true peace with people from all walks of life, ages, skin colors, cultures.
现在呢，我们有了真正的这个和平无论我们是是做什么的，不论我们的这个年纪，也不论我们的这个皮肤的颜色，也无论我们的这个这个文化背景是什么，我们有了真正在主里面有了真正的和平。
Everything that Woodstock promised but could not deliver is found in Christ.
无论任每一件在这个 Woodstock 他们所承诺但是却无法兑现的这个事情呢，在主耶稣基督里面呢，都已经被实现了。
Now during the shows I watched on Woodstock, some people told how sorry they were that they missed that event.
在我看这个 Woodstock 这个特别节目的这个时候呢，有些人表示出他们是对于他们没有办法来亲身参与这个当时那个音乐会，他们是觉得非常的遗憾。
But just think how tragic it will be for those people that miss Jesus' true peace.
想想他们没有办法参加那个音乐节的这个心情呢，现在让我们在更深一层的这个思想，当我们没有办法，当我们错过了这个耶稣基督真正的和平和他所给我们带来在上帝在主耶稣基督里永生的那份机会的时候，当我们错过的时候，那给我们所带来的这个后果又会是多么的可悲呢？
And that eternal life with him.
那只有在永生基督永生的这个神里面呢，我们才有这个永生。
God's true peace is what much of the world is lacking, and you can sense a feeling of loneliness with people.
真正的这个世界所缺乏的，正是那份神在神里面那份的这个和平你会感当你缺乏那份的这个神的这个和平的时候，你会感到无助的。
And more importantly, hopelessness.
你特别是那份无助的那份的这个感，没有希望，毫无希望的那份的感觉。
So, we, the true people of peace, or the people of true peace, we need to share all we have in Christ with others so that they can find His true peace as well.
我们已经在得到了这个在主耶稣基督里面得到真正的这个平安的时候呢，那我们也要把这份的平安呢和那些让其他的人也能够真正来和我们一起来享受在主耶稣基督里面的那份的这个平安。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, I hope that we don't really take it for granted.That we have been given the incredible blessing, the grace to be the people of true peace. That we don't look down on others, but rather we want to lift up Jesus and invite them to be part of this people group as well. Just pray that we have your sight for this, to love everyone that's around, regardless of how we disagree, and to not have any hostilities with people, but to really seek to be at peace with all. And we give you thanks that you've given that to us, and we pray that you'll give it to many, many more. We pray now for the days ahead, that we see opportunities to share that peace with others as well. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.